little nuisances. It might include things like you've already mentioned.
Pasta. Pest. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's also sometimes used for people in old westerns, beginning with a V.
Villains. That's not really.
No. Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. I had that one. What the tail?
Might mean rats and mice, predators, nasty little animals.
Ah, it's frustrating. I don't know.
V-A-R. M-I-N-T-S?
Varmints.
Okay. Would you ever use the word?
No. Now, my maid uses that a whole lot.
Your maid does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does she mean people or does she mean animals?
Both.
Okay. What is the little bushy-tailed animal that lives in trees?
Squirrels.
It makes a dreadful nuisance of itself. Do you know different types of squirrels?
None. None. I'm scared of them. I don't like to know them.
Well, what color are the ones that we see around?
Gray and brown.
Okay. Any other colors of squirrels?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Did you ever hear of a mountain boomer?
No.
Or any kind of boomer a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
No. All right. What about a little thing that's a little like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees? It has stripes on its back, and it has a thin tail, not a bushy tail.
Rat.
No, it's not a rat. They are occasionally around this neighborhood. I haven't seen one lately, though. Not there.
Describe it one more time.
It's smaller than a squirrel.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess it's brown and has stripes down its back. They're cute little things.
Well, they don't sound cute. What are they?
Well, are you familiar with chipmunks?
They're in this neighborhood.
Well, I haven't seen one lately.
No, I know them. I mean, I don't care to see any. Yes, I know about chipmunks.
You don't like chipmunks?
I don't like things that crawl in around.
Oh. You have in Huntsville?
I hope not. Well, I'm sure we do.
But you've seen them in Huntsville?
No, to my knowledge, I've never seen a chipmunk.
Oh.
Because I probably ran when they tried to show me one.
Oh, okay. What are some kinds of freshwater fish?
Beaver. Oh. You seen a beaver? Have you ever seen a beaver?
No, I haven't.
Catfish. Bass. Trout, flounder.
Okay, that's fine. An important term that I forgot to ask you several pages back. The name for a particular body of water, which is a large body of water that's south of this part of the country.
And it's what, this part of the country, did you say?
It's a huge body of water.
Yeah, but what did you
that's
say?
South of... One sort of
Atlantic.
Between Florida
Gulf
and...
of Mexico.
Say the whole thing.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you. Okay. Now, to get on to, while we're talking about water things, what are a kind of saltwater thing that pearls grow in?
Clams. Oysters.
All right. Sure. And what is something that croaks in the marshes? Little animal.
Frogs.
You don't like them?
I'm petrified of them.
Oh. How about great big ones?
Bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm. What about little tiny ones that you see?
Toad frogs.
Even smaller
tadpoles.
Than
tadpoles.
No, not tadpoles. They're really frogs. Don't know them?
What are they?
Just little tiny frogs. They're about so big.
Toad frogs.
What then would you call the kind of thing that is dry land and not water and that gives you warts?
Toad frogs.
So that's the same thing.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about something, I don't really have a name for it, that some people call spring frog, and some call rain frog, and some call tree frog.
Peepers,
no, you don't know them.
Oh, I know them, but I just, they give me the creeps to talk about.
Well, what would you call them?
Just frogs. I call every one of them frogs.